Blackstone Audio presents Falling Glass by Adrian McKinty. It's no go, my honey love. It's no go, my poppet. Work your hands from day to day, the winds will blow the profit. The glass is falling hour by hour, the glass will fall forever. But if you break the bloody glass, you won't hold up the weather. Louis MacNeice, Bagpipe Music, 1937. Prologue, on 238th Street. My point, friend, is that this is not an affectionate homage. This is not an interior critique. This is not Jay-Z using what I advisedly called the N-word. This is a collection of clichés that actually undermines what it is supposed to be celebrating. This whole ethos is a paradigm in need of shifting, and the fact that it is generated by people, no offence, with only a tangential connection to the ursource of that culture makes it all the more embarrassing. The barman nodded. So do you want another pint, then? One without a shamrock on the head? Killian sighed. It's not even about the shamrock, is it? It's the entire vast, moth-eaten musical brocade. The whole shebang. This entire scene, brother, is at best a pastiche. But while we're on the subject of the shamrock, what's with the four leaves? Nothing could be simpler to remember. The Celts are polytheistic. They have many gods. St. Patrick wants them to worship one god, so he employs the shamrock to represent the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Trinity. Three leaves. A four-leaf shamrock isn't a shamrock. It's a four-leaf clover. Do you see? I mean, at the bare minimum, we should...